He does sort of make an appeal to the idea that we should be focusing on bread and butter class-based issues and not identity politics issues. I couldn't imagine that that actually hurt the left, just talking about identity-based issues and trying to, because where it was taken up by like AOC or Bernie Sanders, it didn't seem to turn too many people off. And I think that he's making an argument against a straw man, which is that the reason not everybody turns socialist is because they're tired of hearing us talk about, like, you know, the gays. And which I think that that's a, I do think that there is a certain amount of utility to talking about things that have the broadest amount of appeal. And I do think that class issues of class do have the broadest amount of appeal, clearly, because they're going to appeal to everybody within the class, potentially, right? But we can't just ignore issues of oppression. I don't think that's what he's arguing that we do, but argues for framing them in universal terms. Basically, that's it.
Yeah, I think they published something. I forgot. I think it was the Center for Working People. They published something before this issue that was talking about that. And I don't recall if they mentioned like stuff about police brutality or the carceral state in there, but I was talking to somebody and they were basically saying this like idea of wanting to phrase everything in universal terms. They were saying like, let's not try to be like populist to appeal to like reactionaries, and that's not the vibe that I was getting from it. And then he basically said what we should be doing is like, if you want to make this argument, is be phrasing particularized demands in universal terms as well. So I thought that was a good way to phrase it. Like, I think with issues of like police brutality, there was a sort of like a barrier that we hit that prevented broader organizing, because we never pivoted towards framing things in a universalized way, or like even allowing for that. Because I remember like being kind of horrified last summer when I started seeing like right-wing media outlets pick up like stories of white people getting murdered by the police. And then basically just using that to bludgeon Black Lives Matter. And right. That didn't have to happen.
No. Well, I mean, like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I think that pointing out that the number of black people that are killed by the police is like far higher proportion than their percentage of the population, but that poor whites are actually the largest number of people killed by police. So that that police brutality is not only an issue that affects people of color in the United States, it actually affects poor whites as well. So we have like this common interest in like getting rid of police brutality. But that actually, that talking point, when I've seen it come up, it's shouted down like it's trying to lessen the disproportionate level of violence that's meted out to black communities or whatever. So it's like, you can't really do that. You can't really try to couch things in universal terms on issues like that, that are so like emotional and such like a hot button issue for people. Because, I mean, it's because of the way that we've, neoliberalized our concern about issues, that every single race, gender, oppressed nationality, oppressed minority is ultimately responsible for their own liberation. And the best that you can do is hope to be an ally rather than a comrade who is affected by it as well.
Yeah.
I think it also has to do with the political being personal instead of the personal being political here too.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if you're somebody who's like a white person saying, pointing out, you know, like police brutality is a universal issue, then that might betray an ignorance about the disproportionality if you don't preface your statement with that, right, thus betraying like some moral failing on you for not understanding the racial component of it.
I saw Kevin get like, had some people jump down his throat for trying to point that out when he was trying to make the case that white people should care about police brutality too.
Sankara kind of hints at that a little bit in here. Again, doesn't spell it out. You do have to do a lot of Kabbalism in this text in order to find the true meaning behind the words. You know, but
some numerology.
That's exactly right.
But it says, every fifth W.
or at least that's the way I understand this. This middle class politicization politics is this idea that like there's a radical version, there's a radicalization around the grievances that people express in the mainstream, right? And I even think that's something to be celebrated. One of the ways I've drifted from my old school Trotskyism is I think that the popular front of a working class movement being the hegemonic within a broader democratic movement that brings in people's concerns from outside class concerns is a thing that I think we discard too lightly. However, the critical factor there is a working class movement has to be hegemonic, has to be strong enough to be